ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग टुडे फ्रॉम चैप्टर 2 ऑफ भगवद गीता, कंटेंट्स ऑफ द गीता समराइज, टेक्स्ट नंबर 1। तम तथा कृपया विष्टम अश्रुपूर्णकुलेक्षणम् विशिदन्तम् इदं वाक्यम् वाचा मधुसूदन। तम तथा कृपया विशेषण एंड परपट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। संजय सेड, सीइंग अर्जुना फुल ऑफ कंपैशन, हिज माइंड डिप्रेस्ड, His eyes full of tears, Madhusudan, Lord Krishna, spoke the following words. Purport. Material compassion, lamentation and tears are all signs of ignorance of the real self. Compassion for the eternal soul is self-realization. The word Madhusudan is significant in this verse. Lord Krishna killed the demon Madhu, and now Arjuna wanted Krishna to kill the demon of misunderstanding that had overtaken him in the discharge of his duty. No one knows where compassion should be applied. Compassion for the dress of a drowning man is senseless. A man fallen in the ocean of nescience cannot be saved simply by rescuing his outward dress, the gross material body. One who does not know this and laments for the outward dress is called a Shudra, or one who laments unnecessarily. Arjuna was a Kshatriya, and this conduct was not expected from him. Lord Krishna, however, can dissipate the lamentation of the ignorant man, and for this purpose the Bhagavad Gita was sung by him. This chapter instructs us in self-realization by an analytical study of the material body and the spirit soul, as explained by the Supreme Authority, Lord Sri Krishna. This realization is possible when one works without attachment to the fruitive results and is situated in the fixed conception of the real self. I'll read the translation again. Sanjay. Om Jnana Dimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasme Shri Guru Venamah. So, we are reading for the past few days about Arjuna's expression of his compassion and his lamentation, right? So here, this is the beginning. From the next verse, Lord Krishna is going to speak. So this verse says that Arjuna, who is now full of compassion and his mind is depressed, his eyes are full of tears, to Arjuna, who is in this condition, Lord Krishna is now going to speak. So we see that in the past previous few verses is mentioned that how Arjuna, when he is assembling on the battlefield, he sees that all his close friends, his near and dear relatives, his grandfather, his teachers, they all are assembled on the battlefield. So seeing all this, he becomes overwhelmed, right? And his body starts trembling, his mouth is drying, his bow is slipping from his hand, his mind is reeling. And he says to Lord Krishna that I do not want to fight, right? So In that very purport, where this is mentioned in the shloka, to that purport, Srila Prabhupada first writes that this is a symptom of kind-heartedness of Arjuna. Right? And Srila Prabhupada quotes that shloka that one who is a devotee of the Lord, he has all the good qualities of the demigods. Yastha asi bhaktir bhagavat akinchan sarvair gunas tatra samasite sura. Haro bhak abhaktasya kudo mahat guna manorithenasati dhavato bahi. So now, but in this verse, what is Srila Prabhupada saying in the purport? Material compassion, lamentation and tears are all signs of ignorance of the real self. Right? So do you see that there is an apparent contradiction here? Earlier, Prabhupada, in the purport, he writes that when Arjuna sees and his heart is overwhelmed, he says that, how can I kill my so close relatives, so near and dear ones? How can I kill grandfather Bhishma, who has been so affectionate? How can I fight with my spiritual teacher or with my guru, Dronacharya, who has actually taught me how to lift the bow and arrows? Right? So he feels that they have done so much for him. Now why should he fight just for the sake of some kingdom? Right? And Prabhupada says, this is the kind-heartedness of the devotee of the Lord. Right? And in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is saying, material compassion, lamentation and tears are all signs of ignorance of the real self. That here Prabhupada is saying that Arjuna is acting on the bodily platform. He is acting in ignorance of the real self. Right? So there is an apparent contradiction here. So what do we understand? How do we reconcile the two? Is it that Bhagavad Gita is teaching us that if somebody is in pain or danger, that one should not feel compassion for him? Or is it that if someone's close relative passes away or meets some accident, that one should not express any sympathy? And according to this material compassion, lamentation and tears, that one cannot shed tears if some close relative or a friend pass away from this world. It is all a sign of ignorance of the real self, it is said here. So is Bhagavad Gita telling us that? Right? Actually not. This is not what the Bhagavad Gita is teaching us. There are so many examples in the scriptures where devotees feel pain for the material condition of others, for the suffering of others. Right? It said that Jad Bharat, he did not want to step on the ants when he was carrying the palanquin of a king. He did not want to step on the ants because he felt pain. Why should I unnecessarily give pain to these ants? Even Lord Shiva, when he saw that the poison was spreading after the Samudra Manthan, he felt compassion for all the living entities. All the living entities were in danger, including the demons and the demigods. So Lord Shiva drank that poison, feeling compassion for all the living entities. And his name became Nilkanth. Right? Even there is an example of Srila Prabhupada. Once Srila Prabhupada was in Chennai, and he saw that in the hot afternoon sun, there were people standing in a queue at a bus stop. And he actually felt great pain. He felt that, why should these people suffer in such a way? So, a devotee, he may feel pain for the suffering of others. Right? But the point is, even if a devotee may feel pain, he does not give up his duty. He is not overwhelmed. Right? So here, although Prabhupada praised Arjuna's kindness before, he said he is a kind-hearted devotee, he is considering that, how to act, how not to act, they are my relatives, should I act in this way, should I kill them? But the point is that being a Kshatriya and the opposite party has taken the side of a Dharma, So now it is his duty to fight and kill. Right? So now he cannot show kind-heartedness. Or he cannot act for his own pain and pleasure. He has to do his duty. So one may feel the pain or pleasure for the suffering of others. One may feel pain for the suffering of others. But then he cannot give up his duty. That is the point here. He cannot be overwhelmed and take a decision based on that. Right? So, so we see that knowledge is of Bhagavad Gita is there, but we have to learn that how to practice this knowledge. Sometimes it has happened that devotees who are newly have come to Krishna consciousness, they may read Bhagavad Gita, Dehinosmin Yathadehe Kumaram Yavanam Jara, that what is death? Or death is nothing but change of the outward dress. Just like it's described in Bhagavad Gita, that one changes his clothes. One discards sometimes new old clothes and wears fresh clothes. So the spirit soul discards the old body and takes up a new body when the body is useless. This knowledge is given in Bhagavad Gita. And that is what is death. Right? Death is the body is no longer useful. This one become old, invalid. The senses have become very weak. So the spirit soul discards that body just like one discards old torn off clothes and wear new clothes. So the soul takes up another body. This is described in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita describes that pains and pleasure of this body are due to sense perception. Matra sparshastu kaunteya. Shitoshna sukha dukha. Just like one feels heat and cold due to sense perception, so there is happiness and distress. And one should learn to tolerate them. So, it has happened that some devotees who newly learned knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, when they saw that somebody is sick, they said, oh, this is just due to sense perception. This is actually, one should just tolerate it. They failed to express sympathy. Or if some close friend of their relative passed away, they said, oh, nothing. This is nothing but what? Change of the dress. Right? This happened at some place. That they told the relatives that why should he lament, why should he cry? Just nothing but change of the dress. Right? So this is actually being insensitive. So Bhagavad Gita is not teaching us to become insensitive to others' pain and pleasure. That we act in such a way that somebody we say this is spirit soul is eternal. The suffering is due to the sense perception and death is just the change of the outer garments, just like, right? So this is not what Bhagavad Gita is teaching us, right? So great soul that we saw, they feel the pain and pleasure of others. But then they are not overwhelmed. That means they do not take decisions being overwhelmed by the pain and pleasure of others. Right? They act according to the direction of the Lord, according to the direction of Bhagavad Gita. So here Arjun, although he has kind-heartedness, but he is taking a decision based upon that material compassion. He is saying, I do not wish to fight. Right? So Prabhupada glorifies that he is a soft-hearted person. He is not insensitive. He is not a hard-hearted person. But then he is overwhelmed and is taking the decision that I do not want to fight, because I'll be putting them into pain. Right? So, but here, his duty is to fight as instructed by Lord Krishna. Right? So, one cannot give up his duty. Just day before yesterday, Jayadvaita Maharaj had come. And he explained that if there is a soldier in a country, if army people, sometimes they may have to kill an opponent and they may not like. There may be some relatives among the other among the opposite party with whom they are fighting, and they may be feeling pain. Right? But that is not the criteria to judge that whether I should do it or not. So duty has to be done regardless of whether I feel pain or whether I derive pleasure from it. So as long as we have this material body, we'll have the pain and pleasure. But the point is that we do not act according to those directions and act according to the scriptural injunctions. Another point which we can see the difference between how devotees react and the outside people react is, when pain comes to them, the people outside who do not have this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, what do? They try to blame others. You see? So if someone close person meets an accident or something, or he dies, then they condemn, many times people condemn God. They say, oh, what wrong had we done to you, oh God, that you have given us this misery. Or they say, there is no God, otherwise he could not have let this happen. Right? People try, or they try to blame the circumstance or some other people or something. Right? They try to put blame on others, they blame God, etc. But devotees, they accept it as the desire of the Lord. They do not blame the circumstances, somebody else or God for their condition. That is another striking difference. That how the devotees, they may feel pain for a situation or somebody's closer, some close relatives, friends, for his pain, they may also feel pain, but then they will understand that actually this is the arrangement of the Lord. That everyone actually is having pain and pleasure due to his own karma. Right, so that understanding is there. So we can see just one or two examples from the scriptures of how the devotees, they although may feel pain for others, but they actually act according to the scriptural injunctions. So one very nice example is of Bharat Maharaj. Actually, misplaced compassion example is of Bharat Maharaj, and the same Bharat Maharaj, when he incarnates as Jad Bharat, he actually shows real compassion. So there is a story in Srimad Bhagavatam that how Bharat Maharaj, he saw that a deer, a she deer, while crossing the river, she jumped and she died. And she had her small baby deer, and that baby deer was left alone. So Bharat Maharaj, when he saw that, he felt compassion. That, oh, now who will take care of this baby deer? So he actually started nursing the baby deer. But in due course, what happened was that he forgot all his spiritual practices. He gave up his chanting, he gave up his deity worship, and he spent the whole time taking care of the baby deer's body. Right? Nursing the body of the baby deer. Which Prabhupada is saying here that no one knows in this world, no one knows where compassion should be applied. So we see that most of the time, people in this world, they apply their compassion just on the bodily platform. Which Prabhupada compares here that if a person is drowning and you just bring out his dress and give to the relatives, I said, see, I have saved at least the dress of a person. So what is the use? The person is drowned. Right? They will not be pacified by that. But then the devotees, they actually know how to apply the compassion. They will save the person also and the dress also. Right? So the devotees, they may feel the pain for somebody's bodily suffering, but then they want to give him Krishna consciousness. See, that is the difference. They just don't want to serve the body. So Bhagavad Gita will learn that how we can actually serve them, their body, their mind and their spirit soul. Right? So the devotees, they give complete package. That means they offer the service given by the devotees is a complete package. So we saw that, so Bharat Maharaj is one example that who actually, although he felt pain for the baby deer, which was not bad, but what he did, he just showed, he gave up his own spiritual practice and he just became overwhelmed. And he was carried away by the pain of baby deer and spent all his time nursing the body of the baby deer. So that was a misplaced compassion. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. So in the next, because of that misplaced compassion, Bharat Maharaj had to take birth as a deer himself. Because Krishna says, Yamam Vapi Smaran Bhavam, that whatever state your mind is, that state you will gain after the death, the time of leaving the body. So, next birth, Bharat Maharaj takes as Jad Bharat. Now, Jad Bharat, although we see that he also showed compassion for the ants, right? He also refused to step on the ants at the risk of being punished by a king. He was carrying the palanquin. But he actually did not start some NGO for the welfare of the ants. He did not launch some ants welfare movement, seeing that, oh, ants are being trampled upon. So when the king questioned him, he said that why should we kill these poor ants for our some pleasure of our this material body which is destined to be destroyed. And then he preached the king about the science of Krishna consciousness. And then the king became Krishna conscious. So here is the same person. First he just became overwhelmed by the bodily concept of life and he himself had to take another birth as a deer. But next time, he, although feeling pain for the suffering of others, he preached Krishna consciousness. And that is spiritual compassion. Right? So it's not that that those who are, that we need to condemn those who are doing social welfare work outside. Actually, they are doing good work, no doubt. There are many NGOs or Red Cross Society and so many clubs who actually go out and serve people when there are earthquakes, when there are natural calamities, right? So we do not say that that's bad actually. That's a basic human being should feel for the suffering of others, right? Otherwise he is like a stone. And how can any devotional, devotional sentiments arise in a person with a stone-like heart, right? So, but that is incomplete, right? Just showing the compassion for the outward body, that is incomplete. One should do something for the spirit soul also, right? Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Thakur used to say that the only thing that is very much needed, or the only thing which is only scarcity in this world, right? We see that nowadays people say that, oh, natural resources are becoming scarce, so many things are becoming scarce. So he would say that the only scarcity in this world is that of Krishna consciousness. And if people are Krishna conscious, then all their problems can be solved. Right? So Krishna consciousness offers a more comprehensive solution. Right? It does not pertain to the body, but it pertains to the body, mind, and the soul. At all three levels, by becoming devotee of the Lord and by preaching Krishna consciousness, one can serve the society. And there is another beautiful story in Chaitanya Bhagat, which I like to narrate, and then we'll end with that. Right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they used to daily have night-long kirtan in the house of Srivas Thakur. So one day also they were all having kirtan and the Lord was dancing very ecstatically in the courtyard of Srivas Thakur, who was a great devotee of the Lord. Right, so during the kirtan, what happens? Srivas Thakur hears some crying coming from his house. The dancing going on in the courtyard. So from inside quarters, he hears that some crying, the sounds of some crying are coming. He goes inside and sees that all the ladies of the house were crying. What had happened was, the son of Srivas Thakur, the young son, he had left his body, he had died. And all the ladies, they were actually lamenting. Seeing this, Srivas Thakur, naturally being a father, he felt pain that the son has left. But he immediately said, please stop your crying. The Lord, whose mere utterance of whose holy name can award liberation and can award Vaikuntha Loka to somebody, that Lord is personally present here. Right? In His presence, how can anything inauspicious can take place? Right? He says, this boy is very fortunate because he has left his body, while the Supreme Lord, the Master of the Three Worlds, He is personally present in our house and is chanting the holy names and dancing in great ecstasy. He says, I will be so fortunate if I meet with such a fate. So please stop your crying, otherwise I'll immediately go and drown myself with the Ganges. So the ladies, when they heard that, they immediately stopped crying. And Srivas Thakur again went outside and joined the dancing and the chanting of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they all again, it continued. The Lord was dancing in ecstasy along with all His associates. After some time, the Lord said, I am feeling that something inauspicious has taken place in this house. He stopped the dancing and inquired from the associates. Srivas Thakur said, my Lord, when you are present, how can anything inauspicious take place in your presence? But the other devotees informed the Lord, my Lord, the son of Srivas Thakur has left his body. Lord said, oh, how did this happen? And when did this happen? They told, it happened 2.5 hours before. The Lord said, oh, but nobody informed me till now. Why is it so? So the devotee said, Srivas Thakur did not want to disturb the ecstasy which you are feeling. The Lord, actually he showed the sadness and he took all the devotees inside to the house where the son had left his body. So then he said, oh my dear boy, please get up and tell why you have left the house of Srivas. The boy is, to everyone's amazement, the boy got up and he said, my Lord, please accept my obeisances and everything is going on in this world by your will. He said, destined by the laws of karma, I stayed in this body for a particular duration of time and now because the time is over, I have to leave. And so please give me blessings that I may never forget your lotus feet. He says, I have accepted so many parents in the previous lifetimes. Again, I'll accept some other parents, right? But you are the real father of everybody. So please give me your blessings that I may never forget you. When they heard these words, after saying this, the child again left. So when everyone, they heard these words of wisdom spoken from the mouth of dead child, all their sorrow and lamentation went away. Right? So we see that how Srivas Thakur, he saw that his son has died, and although he felt pain at that, but he did not took his decision being overwhelmed by that. Right? He acted on the spiritual platform. He understood that the Lord is present here, and this boy will actually attain a much better destination. He has left his body in such an auspicious circumstance. So where is the cause of any lamentation? So he didn't start lamenting. A pain may be there, but then he didn't lament or he became depressed. Srivas Thakur acted on the spiritual platform. So material compassion, lamentation and tears are sign of ignorance of the real self. But compassion for the eternal soul is self-realization. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So if anybody has any question... Any comments? Yeah, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.